So you want to be the frumish Jew possible. You want to know the optimal time to daven mincha. When is the best time? Should I have mincha gedola, mincha katana? And there's always the discussion, should you daven right before shkia? Or is it better to daven earlier, after shkia? After shkia is outside the scope of this chabura. You're in the wrong neighborhood for that. You know, you need to go to different neighborhoods if you want to daven after shkia. That's a separate discussion. So what's the difference between mincha gedola and mincha katana? Is it better to daven at 1:30? Is it better to daven at 8 o'clock? So what's the halach? So the Gemara in Brachos says, has machlokas about when mincha can be davened until. What's the latest time you can daven mincha? The Rabbanin say, ad erev, until about shkia time. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Yehuda says, until plaga mincha. So like a 6 to 6 day, can be a perfect day, where it's the hours are equal, and the shalos manias are equal. So according to the Rabbanin, you would be allowed to daven up until 6. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it would be a plaga mincha, which is about 4:45. It would be an hour and 15 minutes before shkia. So that's the latest time you could daven up until. That doesn't tell you what's the optimal time. Should I daven early, you know, right when mincha starts? The starting time for mincha is a half hour after chatzos. So let's assume a 12:30 in a perfect day. So should I daven at 12:30 or should I daven at what's called mincha katana, which is 9.5 hours, or about 3 in our perfect day would be around 3:30-ish in terms of time. So what's the best time to daven mincha? So Mishnah Berurah speaks out this concept that what's based upon? We know that Tefillah is connected Avos Tiknum, it's connected the Avos Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, but it's also connected the Karbanos. So mincha is connected which Karban? The Talmid Shalbein Arbaim. When was the first time they could bring the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim? At 12:30, right? When that was the Zman of bringing the Karban. Did they bring the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim at 12:30? Why not? Because once you brought the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim, you couldn't bring any more karbanos. So the optimal, here's the whole kuntz. The optimal time you would think to do the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim would have been as soon as you can, at 12:30. But practically, they didn't bring the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim until later on, because they wanted to give a chance for all the people to bring their private karbanos. So it ended up the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim got elongated, got, you know, delayed, you know, the time got stretched out till much later on, to around Plag HaMincha. So that's what happened. So now the question is, if it's based on the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim, when they brought the Karban, should it be at the time, the earliest time the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim was brought, or the time when the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim was actually brought? And this, in fact, is a machlokas, the Rambam and the Rosh. The Rosh says, no, you bring it at the first time you could bring the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim, which is 12:30. That's the optimal time to daven mincha, which is called mincha gedola. Comes along the Rambam and says, no, the ideal time is mincha ketana, which is later on, when the Talmid, closer to the time when the Talmid Shalbein Arbaim was actually brought. So how do we pass?
It was actually brought because of a reason.
Correct.
That reason fell away.
Excellent. We'll get to that point in a second. Right? Reb Feldstein's saying is that if the reason is because they had to bring Karbanos Yachid up until then, so that's why it got delayed. Maybe nowadays, that we don't have any Karbanos Yachid, maybe we should go back and the optimal time should be 12:30. So you're 100% wrong according to the Shulchan Aruch. But you'll be 100% right in 1 second. According to the Shulchan Aruch, he says, not, absolutely not. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. And the Rambam in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Lamed Gimel says, the Iker Zmana, the main time to daven mincha, is Miteisha Shos Umechtze. So that's what we call mincha katana. Later on in the day, 9.5 hours a day, in our optimal day, it would be around 3:30. If shkia is at 6, so it would be 3:30 would be the optimal time to daven mincha. Why? Because he's passing like the Rambam. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that there is a machlokus about this. He says, "V'yesh me'ar rishonim shemekilin lechatchila mishesh shemechtzel lamala." There is the Rosh's opinion, who says the optimal time is 12:30. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says the optimal time would be 3:30 in our pure day, obviously you all understand that the times change as the different parts of the year change. But we're talking about an optimal day, an exact day of 6 to 6. 6 is chatzos to chatzos. You know, that's the optimal. Right, exactly. So the Shalos once again to equinox, once again to Shalos Manis, it messes the whole thing up. So let's just keep it equally. So this time. So is the best time diamond 12:30 or 3:30? Shulchan Aruch says 3:30. Mishnah Berurah says, okay, yes, 3:30, but some Rishonim say 12:30. So what do? So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, it depends what else you have on your plate. And he says, literally and figuratively. He says, if you want to eat, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're not really supposed to eat before mincha. That's a whole separate shir. So he says, if you want to eat, so you could daven earlier. Or, he says, you want to go out to the derech, or you're not going to have a minyan later on. So in that situation, says the Mishnah Berurah, so then you could daven at 12:30. But otherwise, according to the Mishnah Berurah, sounds like the optimal time is 3:30. You have your lunch at 11 o'clock, you're not going to have supper at 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, whatever. You have nothing in between, you're having just snacking in between, which is fine. So according to that, there's no heter to daven early. It sounds like, according to the Mishnah Berurah, the optimal time would be 3:30 p.m. in a regular actual day. How is this the only opinion? Halachic hours, right? But in the six days, it'll be 3:30. Okay, so is this, what does the Aruch HaShulchan say? Aruch HaShulchan says, yeah, he quotes the same Ma'ir Makomos as the Mishnah Berurah. He says, ideally, Mincha Ketan is the ideal way to do it at 3:30. However, he says, Im Yeshlo Eza Siba Kala, if you have any other small reason to daven earlier, L'chadchila you could daven Mincha Gedola. So again, even though 3:30 is the optimal time, any reason pushes you to 12:30, 12:30 would be fine. And then he says, that's in fact the Rush agrees. Then he brings this Rabbeinu Shimon in parentheses. He saw that one of the Kadmonim, he doesn't say who this Kadmon is yet, was very makbid, daf could have davened at 12:30. Goes against everything we've just been saying. Up until now, we said the optimal time is 3:30, not 12:30. He says he saw one of the Kadmonim that davened at 12:30. Right, the Rush. But even though Shulchan Aruch says not that way, he quotes in parentheses, who is this Kadmon? Reb Shimon Pirchon, I'm not sure who that is, Beshorish Manach Opilel, I guess that's his sefer, that writes that you know why the people of Edom are poor? Because they didn't daven Mincha Gedola. Because they davened at 3:30 and not at 12:30. Ayin Shum, he says, look there. Okay. Then he says specifically, that's reason number one, you don't want to be poor, so daven at 12:30. Reason number two, he says, is we're not even davening at the right time. If you don't daven at 1:30, what time are you going to daven at? 10 minutes before Shkia. You're way past Mincha Ketana. So what's the point? Oh, you want to be so frum, don't daven at 1:30 because you want to daven at the optimal time. I told you the optimal time was 3:30. So what are you going to do in a 6-to-6 day? You're going to daven at 5:47, right? Or 5:49, right? Exactly 10 minutes before Shkia. And then you're going to say, oh, I'm doing the optimal thing. No way, says the Aruch HaShulchan. Unless you're going to daven at exactly 3:30, then your Yotzei Schar Bev Seder, what do you gain by not davening at 12:30? You're pushing it off to 5:50. 5:50 is no better than 12:30. The only optimal way, we said, was exactly Mincha Ketana, which would have been 3:30. So says Aruch HaShulchan, it doesn't make any sense. He says, you're totally okay, it sounds, to daven at 12:30, and that could be the ideal time.
What is the reason why people
want this? My next point is the Shulchan HaTor. The Shulchan HaTor says the exact 2 points that you've said so far. He says that I don't get it. The whole reason why in the Beis HaMikdash, why they didn't bring the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim at 12:30 was why? Because they needed to bring Karbanos Yachid first. Nowadays, you bring a Karban Yachid, we don't have Karbanos nowadays. Says the Shulchan HaTor, he says, so therefore nowadays, because there's reason Makdim and Wamitzvahs, of course you should daven at 12:30. What would be a reason to delay Mincha? What are you going to tell me? Oh, the Tamid Shalbein Arbaim, like the Rambam, was brought later on. That's beautiful. We don't have a Tamid Shalbein Arbaim nowadays. So what are you delaying it for? Comes along with Divrei Yitziv, the Kloisenberger Rebbe, and knocks off both the Aruch HaShulchan and this point that Rabbi Feldstein just said from the Shulchan HaTor. Number one, he says he can't find this Rav Shimon Pirchon, who says that the people of Edom were poor, you know, who, and that's because they didn't daven early. He says he tried to find it, he said he couldn't find it. That's number one. Number two, he says, the reason Makdiman is nice, and oh, because we don't have a carbon nowadays. But what happens if Mashiach comes tomorrow? You know what you're going to do? You're going to mess up, because you're going to think that the optimal time to daven mincha is at 12:30. But it's not true. When Mashiach comes, the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, we're going to have Karbanos are going to come again, it's going to be later on, the optimal time is going to become 3:30 again. So because it's reason Makdiman sounds so frum, but it's right now, but it may be wrong, and Mirtz Hashem, if Mashiach comes tomorrow. So therefore, says the Divrei Yitziv, I think that's my understanding of that paragraph. If you look at the Divrei Yitziv in Aleph Tzadi Ches, you'll tell me if you understand it a little bit differently. But I think that's his svara. So therefore, the Divrei Yitziv says, it's much better to daven, like the Shulchan Aruch says, at 3:30. Yeah, maybe it's a chassidish, lifish thing, I'm not sure.
Something called chazaka, that means things will stay like they are, so Mashiach will not come.
Yeah, but you don't want to say that, it's depressing. You know, we want Mashiach to come, right? We want Mashiach now. So I guess, you know, so you won't, I don't know, maybe that works. I'm not sure, that could be the nekudas of machlokas, if there's a chazaka. Comes along the Arches Rabbeinu. If you look at the Arches Rabbeinu, which has the Nihugim of the Stipler and the Chaznish, that he was very machbid to daven always at 12:30 because he always wanted to. He said he wanted to eat lunch, and so therefore they was very machbid to follow this Mishnah Berurah that if you're going to eat lunch beforehand, so it's better to daven Mincha first and then eat lunch, and that's what he did. Yechav Adas also brings down that if it's Bittul based Medrash, why do yeshivas all daven at 1:30? Because if you imagine stopping Seder, afternoon Seder, at 3:30, that would mess up all of afternoon Seder. So therefore he says yeshivas daven much earlier, and that explains why yeshivas daven Mincha Gedola, even though Shulchan Aruch, really the ideal time if eating is not a concept. To sum up, if eating is not an issue and learning Bittul Torah is not an issue, the optimal time is to daven at Mincha Gedola, Katana, which would be at 3:30. If you're not going to do that, then 12:30 seems the next best choice. Then if not that, 10 minutes before Shkia seems to be accepted by everyone. That seems to be Mincha Olam for most people. It's just easier, Mincha Maariv, but it's definitely not the ideal, at least according to these posts. Go ahead.
For people who want to come to your kollel.
Right, because daven earlier and come later, right?
No.